I think it's true both for Joseph of Arimathea and for Nicodemus both. Nicodemus, remember, was a ruler of the Jews. He was a teacher. He was a rabbi. And at the death of the Lord Jesus, I understand exactly what you're saying, that this was the absolute inopportune time for someone to come out and to take a stand. But I want to say just a general statement. I wonder when you go back home and you go to school and we begin to talk about where we've been this summer. Are we going to say to others that we've been to a Bible conference? Are we going to tell others that we've been there to learn of the Lord Jesus? Do we say to our customers, those of us who work, do they know that we're at a Bible conference or do they just think we're on vacation? It's a wonderful thing to be a disciple of Jesus, a follower, a learner, and it comes out in our life every day, wherever we go, whoever we have dealings with. Those that we're in contact know that we stand for the man who's hung on Calvary. We bear his reproach, and it is a blessed privilege to bear the reproach. This one who suffered and rose again is not thought of any better today than he was the day that he was crucified. If man had their way again, they would still be rid of him. But we have the privilege, dear young people, the privilege to stand beside this one and to hold our flag high, if you were. The little song says something like that for this one. And I hope that we consider it a privilege as the Spirit of God shows it. I think this is what Joseph of Arimathea thought.
And again, to be in that place of position, I think that the comment that Ben was saying in regard to in college where you are, or when you have a job in that place of position, are you using that to honor Christ and to show to everybody that you are in association with Christ, that you belong to him? Should we move to 1 Corinthians 15?
Well, let's touch just a little bit. We've got the time here. Let's touch a little bit on 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn during the first day of the week, and I'm thinking of our brother is what he has brought before us, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, to see the sepulcher. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came back and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. It's a wonderful thing. Emil has said, use your imagination. Think of what this must have been for these who came at the early hours of the morning. His countenance was like lightning. Can you imagine that? His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered, and he said unto the women, beautiful, isn't it? Fear ye not. What a wonderful three words. Don't be afraid. For I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here. He is not here, for he is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
There were two earthquakes that the scripture records. One in death, one in resurrection. That gives us an understanding of the greatness of this person. That in death, he shook the universe. In resurrection, he shook the universe.
Amen.
He's the same in death or in resurrection. The second thing that I will touch just quickly, when you look off his countenance in resurrection, that was a continuation from the Transfiguration Mountain. The countenance of the Lord for those that love him never changes. He's always, his countenance is excellent like the cedars. He's always and should be always fairer than all the sons of men to the saints of God. But you see it in the day of resurrection that his countenance was similar to the Transfiguration Mountain.
Just the little comment that the angel did not come and remove the stone. so that the Lord could leave.
Because that's very important.
Well, it's very important because in my part of the world that we live in, we have Southern Gospel. Some here, I think there was some mention of it. And there's one very popular group that has a song in one of their very prominent records that speak about the glory of the time when the angel came and rolled away the stone and then the Lord came walking out. Well, there's no such thought of this here. But the stone was rolled away that you and I, that these sisters might be able to look, that Peter and John might be able to see that the tomb was empty. He didn't need a stone rolled away. He didn't need an earthquake to move a stone away. Go ahead.
He was out of the grave before the stones, the door was open.
Amen.
We read about creation. And sometimes when we consider how creative God's handiwork is, we think, what an amazing power. But we read of no earthquake, then it only took a word to create and bring all things into being. But when it speaks of resurrection power, I think this is the greatest power known to mankind. And this is the power that we have as Christians.
I also just had a thought concerning whatever. But it wasn't that the Lord needed the stone rolled away to get out of the tomb, but so that man could enter in and see that he was not there.
Good? Okay. Just wanted to ask for some clarification. We've said in the past that when the Bible mentions an angel of the Lord, it's an angel. When it says the angel of the Lord, it's talking about the Word, Christ, Son of God. I have a translation that says the angel of the Lord descended and an angel of the Lord. Is this Christ that we're seeing here who is rolling back the stone, or is this just an angel?
This is an angel.
An angel.
I don't think that we think that it's any more than that. An angel. We don't know which one.
It's literally an angel. So, yeah, it is just an angel.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to say just an angel. That's a miraculous, marvelous thing. You see, that's a pretty wonderful thing that an angel has come down. But it's the wonder that an angel has come into the habitation where mankind is to show to you and I an empty tomb. My, you know, how it should affect us. And we'll learn how it affected the disciples as they went out and began to bear testimony. This one they had been afraid. They had been behind closed doors. They had done all kinds of things. And now we find the testimony will change.